Sama El Turk lives in this one-bedroom apartment with her four daughters, her mother, and her sister. The oldest daughter is 12, the youngest, 5. Their father is absent from this picture and from their lives. They divorce when she could no longer tolerate his abuse.
He hit me for things I never did, and people used to shout in front of me, "Stop hitting her." When we called the police hotline, they told me they could not interfere. And I believe that this is a tragic mistake. They wait until the husband kills the wife or their children get hurt, until anyone interferes. We should make this generation much more aware than they are now.
That's not easy in a society that shies away from talking openly about domestic violence. Many organizations have tried to tackle the problem without success. Recently, a group called Abad solicited help from religious figures. Lebanon is a country with 17 sects. Although most Lebanese are Muslims, Maronite Christians make up about one-fifth of the population. Abad wanted to represent all of Lebanon's religions in this video for Lebanese TV, the internet, and on billboards. But in the end, the message was the same.
Violence against women is a sin. Jesus Christ denounced acts of violence against women.
Anthony Kadi is program coordinator at Abad.
Many people wait for these men to speak to gain some sort of insight towards their lives and how they should live their lives. And so these men coming out with such a powerful, direct message about ending violence against women and how the religion stands against violence against women is so important.
Nabil Shahadi, pastor at All Saints Church in Beirut, says religious figures have more clout in the Middle East than in the West.
In the Middle East and in Lebanon, there isn't such a separation between faith and daily living. And so religious leaders have a big say in society and can be political mobilizers, not just religious leaders, and they're social mobilizers.
Human rights activists in Lebanon believe civil society campaigns like this one are having an impact, but that violence against women and domestic violence require greater attention, both from the government and law enforcement, for things to truly change. Paige Kolick for VOA News, Beirut, Lebanon.